Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WYCD, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're calling to talk to Karen, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, have at it.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
My name is Jamie.
Do you have a question today?
I do have a question. I'm going through a lot of rough stuff, me and my family right now, so I'm just hoping everything will get better here soon.
Okay.
So we're actually having to move and a lot of job stuff and everything like that, so I was wondering how things will be looking in the future.
Conflict around within the family as well. So I know that people maybe aren't talking at the moment or communicating that well either. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that, obviously, I know that you want to fix that or make it better, but I do feel that you've also had to take a step back from this as well. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly feel going forward, I do feel that things will change and I do feel that things will come back together, but I don't see that happening for maybe another 6 months. So I feel that you've just got to work through that at the moment, but I do feel that eventually, you know, you will come back together. I do also feel as if the conflict was about, you know, personal things, which I wouldn't go on here, but I honestly feel as if it will get better. Okay, Jamie?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Thank you.
Hey, Jamie, just be glad you're not in my family.
Hey, it could be worse.
My family tree's got a car wrapped around it.
Oh, geez. Well, I hope that gets better for you.
Yes, and I believe his family tree has a little Dutch elm disease.
Thanks, Jamie. WYCD, who's this?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Tina, good morning. You're on with Karen.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Good morning.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Is there someone you would like to connect with today?
There is, if he is trying to connect with me.
Okay, so let me just see who I can feel coming in for you then, Tina.
Okay.
So I do feel as if there is a gentleman coming forward, okay?
Yes.
I feel as I connect with him, Tina, I do feel as if there was a sudden feeling about his passing or a feeling that not everyone got to say goodbye to him. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And I also feel as he comes forward, you know, he's got there's a lovely personality about him. I feel as if he wants to come forward in a manner that's not too serious. So I know that he was like that in the lifetime. Does that make sense to you?
100%.
Yeah. And I know that he, you know, very popular. I feel as if he'd done well in work and I feel as if he had potential to do other things. So I know that this gentleman, you know, passed at a younger age. Would that be correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, I do know that he brings a lot of love to you, Tina, and I do feel as if you did look after him in some respect. So there was a protective feel around this gentleman from you. Would that be correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And I know that he has been to you in a dream. He's making me feel as if he has visited you and you have been aware of his presence, either through dream state or just feeling him around you. Is that right?
All the time.
Yeah. So he needs you to keep talking. Now, I also feel, Tina, that you would be talking about some pendant piece of jewellery. I feel as if there's a necklace or a pendant that either belonged to him or that you might have, you know, in memory of him in some way.
Yes, he had a cross that I gave to one of my sons
okay.
after he passed, and he does have that.
Yes. I'd like to also say that, you know, this gentleman's making me feel as if he did need some medical care, though. So he is making me feel as if he either spent a bit of time in hospital or there was some medical treatment. Would that make sense?
Not really.
Okay. Bear with me a second. So I know that he is referring to someone then who's been in the hospital because I can sense that there's someone getting bloods looked at or there's some form of testing going on then. So if it's not for him, there must be someone connected to you or to him that's going through that either now or did go through that. Would that make any sense to you, Tina?
It would, because my youngest son just got engaged and his fiance just had a procedure on Monday.
Okay.
In the hospital.
Okay. So I know that he's aware of this. This gentleman's aware of this. Now, I also feel as if there's a name link to him as well. So someone is named after him or someone has his name as a middle name.
A nickname, yes.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine. You know that I feel that he comes in today full of cheer and joy and really to be able to connect with you, Tina. He does not want you to worry about where he is or whether he's settled. He's absolutely fine. I know the way that it happened was difficult, but I honestly know that he doesn't want you to keep reliving that trauma, okay?
Yes.
So please know that, and please know that he is around as well. There is a dog in the spirit side as well. There's a dog that's coming with him. So I know our animals mean a lot to us. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I know that the dog's with him as well, sweetheart. He is around you, I promise. And, you know, just keep talking to him. He's talking about, I think there's a birthday right now or an anniversary right at this moment in time. So right around now, would that be correct?
My birthday just passed, yes.
Okay. So I know then he's bringing that happy birthday to you as well, sweetheart. Okay. So please just keep talking to him. Keep him in your heart. He is around you. All right?
Oh, thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
That brightens up your day today.
Thank you. Yes, it did. Wonderful day.
We appreciate you listening. You call us anytime.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love your radio station. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye. For listening. Thanks, Tina.
WICD, good morning.
Good morning.
Karen is ready to talk to you. What's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Is there someone you would like to connect with today?
My mother.
Okay, let me just ask her to come close. The first thing that I feel about your mother, Shannon, is that she's a very strong lady. She's quite forceful as she comes in, but I know that she wouldn't have been confrontational, but there is a strength about her. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel with your mother that I know that she would have needed looked after before she passed. I feel that she needed nursing care or she needed some element of care, either from yourself or professionals. Is that right?
She talked to a therapist.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's professional care. I just feel she needed looked after or she needed that care. Now, I feel with your mum as well, Shannon, that she immediately acknowledges that maybe things that she done in her life or said in her life, I feel that she looks over that now and acknowledges maybe it wasn't always the correct thing to do. So I feel that she's trying to bring you love or tell you that she loves you, but I don't know if she would have done it like that when she was here. Would that be right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I need you to know that your mother does love you, Shannon. Okay. She is here because she loves you as well. I feel that your mum really, there was periods of your mum's life that were very difficult for her. So she couldn't really maybe act the way that she would have wanted to. Would that be right?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Now, listen, I feel with your mum very much that you tried to help your mum so many times and it was almost like role reversal, like you were the parent and you were looking after her instead of the other way around. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did your best. And I need you to know that your mother knows that you did your best and she's saying thank you for everything that you did for her. I know that her passing came quickly and I know that, you know, there was an element of it being unexpected, but I feel that you do, you know, you do talk to your mum, even though there are elements that have impacted you a lot in your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, sweetie. Now, listen, you know that your mum's very proud of you, the way that you've gone forward with things. And I do feel, you know, your mum just didn't want the help sometimes. She wanted to do it her way. And it was all, yep. You know, that's the only way she could do it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is how I feel with your mum now. You know that she's got the strength. She's got everything settled for your mum and she's in a good place. And I need you to remember that because I do feel that there was quite a lot of trauma connected with this and it was hard for you to bear. So she wants you to know that she's okay, Shannon. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's, you know that she's in your home. She tells me that she's in your home. Has there been something about, like, I feel you've still got your mum's belongings, so I feel you took them from her home and you kept them. And she is in your home now, all right? She is at home with you, all right? So she's always around, Shannon. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Shannon.
Thank you.
Have a good day, hon. Shannon.
Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, WICD.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Peggy.
Peggy, did you want to talk to Karen?
Yes, please.
Hi, Peggy. How are you?
I'm good, Karen. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thanks, Peggy. Is there someone you would like to connect with today?
Well, I feel like my parents have been trying to give me some type of a message, and I don't know what it is.
You're not sure what it is. Okay, let me see if I can ask them to come forward for you then. I mean, the first thing that I feel, I would say that I'm probably connecting with your father first. I feel that your mother would have maybe been the more outspoken one, or she would be the one that you would expect to come and, you know, and do the talking. But I do feel as if your father is very close to you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're very good together. Your parents are very good together. So I know that you need to know that they are there together. I feel that your dad, I don't think he would have believed in this when he was here. So this is, you know, a new experience. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I know that your father also would have had an illness before he passes, but I feel it went quickly. I feel a quick deterioration with your dad. Would that make sense?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I know with your mum as well, it was hard for you. I don't know how far apart they passed, but I feel as if it was very difficult for you to accept that both of them have gone. Does that make sense?
That's correct too.
Okay. Now, I know that as I'm connecting with them, there's something about finances that they wanted to talk about, or that maybe you are, you know, redoing your finances, or there's something to do with finances in the family. Would that be correct?
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense? Yes?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. I also feel with your, like, there's been a lot of turmoil within your own life or within your family life, and I feel that they come forward to connect for that reason, Peggy. So I feel that there is a lot going on within your own family. Would that be right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And I know that they're around the children. I feel they want to talk about the children, so your children or their grandchildren, and I feel it's important that they bring that in also, because I feel that there's just difficulties for you, Peggy, and I know that really what they're trying to do is uplift you and bring you that love and healing. Would that be correct, sweetheart?
Yes.
Yeah. I felt as if they wanted to talk about a male that's in your life, so a husband or a partner that may be here as well. Does that make sense? Are you married, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel there's been difficulty around your husband as well, either stressful times through work or through health. I feel that there's been difficulty for him also, which has created difficulty within the family too. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so know that they know about this, okay? And I do feel as if they're pushing forward to tell you that things are getting better. You've just got to hang on, all right? You have to hang on. I don't know if your name is Margaret and it's Peggy for Margaret, but I feel as if there's another name link for you as well, sweetie. Do you understand this?
Yes, my name is Peggy.
Yes.
It is not Margaret.
That's okay. We sometimes use Peggy for Margaret in Scotland. But is there a name link for you? You named after someone else, another Peggy. And also, is there a Catherine or a Kathleen or Kathy that would connect with you also? Not sure?
Yes.
I feel that that connects with your mother. I feel that it comes in on your mother's side. Okay, so you can maybe have a think about that. But please know that your mum and dad are here. They are connecting with you. You're right to say that they're trying to connect with you and bring you that, but they're really trying to bring you upliftment, Peggy, to help you get through things.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Peggy, thank you.
Thank you.